Blog Talk Radio.
So long, yeah, 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 so long, yeah,
was done by Jonathan Nelson. The question, do you believe? How do you know if you believe? Believing requires a corresponding reaction. If you believe something, you'll do it. It becomes more than just conversation. It becomes more than talk. When you believe something, you act on it. You can tell me your car runner, I run my car. I can tell you my car, I run your car. Well, if you truly believe that, it's going to put the pedal to the metal. See, that's what believing is. Believing is acting on something. And when it comes to God, believing is acting on the word of God. That's another reason God wants us to believe. You don't have to know stuff. Believe what has been said about the word of God. Act on it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. And let me start right out the gate by saying Happy Mother's Day. Why, if it wasn't for a review, I'd just talk about the good mothers. We got some good mothers out here. We got some mothers that have been mothers when you couldn't depend on our fathers, and you couldn't be depend on sons and daughters. You could depend on that mother. It ain't nothing like a mother. And so I want to go ahead on and wish all these mothers Happy Mother's Day. I saw the other day where a lady, she had to give part of her liver for her child, and she didn't know if she was going to make it or not. But that's what a mother does. That's a mother thing. But good thing I ain't preaching today. I preach about a mother thing. It ain't nothing like a mother thing. But anyway, hey, we're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get in our review. And our review is about trusting God. And I think we used for a title, trusting God means looking beyond what we can see and see it through the eyes of God, trusting him. So we're going to have a review here in a moment. Hey, let's first ask Pastor Bill if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the review. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to open up with, and thank you for that song too, Pastor. Another one of my favorites. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Proverbs 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Then that seventh verse says, be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for another day, Father God. Thanking you for each and every one. Thank you for our pastor as he teaches this word. Thanking you for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in today, Father God. Lord, we give you praise, and we just can't thank you enough for all your many blessings, Father God. We ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Father God, you know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. Encourage their hearts to trust in you, as the scripture says, and stand on that word no matter what. Be with those who are bereaved today, Father God, those that are going through, give them a peace of mind. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would just continue to have your way in our life and open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God, as we learn more and more about how much you love us, Father, and that we are able to trust in you. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. I always kind of like on Mother's Day, just an occasion, an opening for anyone would like to have anything to say about Happy Mother's Day or whatever. So if you're out there, just press 1, and we'll let you in. And while you are deciding to do that, Acts says this: these all continue with one accord in prayer, supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. That's something to impact right there. If you really want to get into Jesus and his family, earthly family, you go to that scripture and my reference. But Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I thought, oh, isn't that awesome? The mother of Jesus. Can you imagine the mother of Jesus? Just like I read on the other day, where Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. I mean, it's just plain black and white, man. But Mary, the mother of Jesus. And there was a time that we could celebrate what a true mother is, a mother of faith. We're talking about trusting. That's where I'm trying to go to with this. We're talking about trusting. Mary knew how to trust God. So when the Spirit came to Mary and said, you're going to be with child, Mary said, how can you be? Remember that in Matthew 2 and 11? And said, Mary, how can this be? Mary said to the Spirit, for I know not no man. And then the Spirit explained to Mary what the Holy Spirit was going to do. It was going to shatter her body. And she had been blessed by the Most High. In other words, she found favor in God.
All right.
And the angel had to tell her, fear not. Now, don't be shaken. See, when you begin to deal with angels, they're so big and so huge and so mighty, they have to tell you, holy, do not fear, because you'll go jump in a lake and you're going to kill yourself when you see an angel. So the angel says, fear not. It lets you know, don't be afraid now. But anyway, Mary told the angel that, okay, how is this going to happen when I don't know a man? So he explained to him that the Holy Spirit was going to come over her. The Bible said the Holy Ghost. A lot of people hate to say ghost. I don't know why, but anyway. If the Holy Ghost was going to shatter her. Now, here's what Mary said. To show you her trust, because we're talking about trusting God, seeing things the way God did.
Yeah.
After the angel explained to Mary what was going to happen, here's what Mary said. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that's awesome, man. Be it unto me according to your word. That's how much she trusts the word of God. And that's what we should be about. We should be about trusting the word of God just based on the word of God. If for no other reason, because the word of God said.
Yes. Amen.
So that's how you would become a mother for Jesus. So some of you mothers out here that want, hey, I'm going to tell you, man, you trust the word of God. That's what Mary said. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. I just had to throw that out there for the mothers today that's trusting in the word of God, that's believing in God's word, acting on God's word. That's how that's done, man. You learn to trust the word of God for everything. See? That's why he said in our foundational scripture this week, it's from Proverbs 3, and I'll read it. 5. But there was something in Proverbs we didn't get a chance to discuss, but we will. He began by saying, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart my commandment. Listen, brothers and sisters, the only reason he tells us not to forget it, because there's an opportunity for us to forget. See, a lot of times things that happen to cause you to forget. So the writer says here, forget not. The only reason he's reminding us to forget not, because there's a possibility. You know how sometimes folks get carried away and they forget where they came from and they become, I don't know, wealthy. They become better than what they were. They get a new car. They get a new house. And they forget that they used to eat bologna sandwich. They forget that they used to have peanut butter for dinner.
Yeah.
Water for a snack. They forget. So you tell people not to forget, you know, so they don't forget. It's just like remember. Everybody want to be remembered. That's another sermon for another day. But everybody want to be remembered. The thief on the cross said, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus said to him, this day thou shalt be in paradise. See, everybody want to be remembered. Even Jesus didn't want people to forget. Remember what he said when he was feeding the disciples for the last time before he left earth? He said, he took the bread and he broke it. He told them this is his body, and he took that wine and said, this represents his blood. He said, now, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Don't forget it. See, the reason you want to remember, so you don't forget it. So the writer here in Proverbs says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. So the way you keep things is by doing it. If you don't do it, you won't keep it. In other words, don't use it, you'll lose it.
Okay.
He says, for the length of thy days is long life, and peace shall be added to thy tree or to thee. That's important. You know that before you read Proverbs, because it's a book of wisdom. I've been told that it was Solomon that wrote this one. But it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I love that, man. In all your ways, no matter what you're doing, ask God about it.
Mm-hmm.
Seek God's opinion. Seek God's direction on it. And I think in the Messenger Bible, I'm asked, Pastor, I think it talks about agreeing with God. When you acknowledge him, agree with him and his ways. Well, what that means is, whatever you're dealing with, rather than you just giving a straight answer, so, okay, let me see what God said about this. Let me see how God dissect this. Pastor, read that for me, please, at the Messenger Bible.
Okay, Pastor. From the Message Bible, beginning with the first verse. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my command. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life. Live full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and in the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's real. When you trust in God with your heart, he's talking about with your spirit man, with the inner man. And when you're acknowledging him and you're going to agree with him, you have to forget your ways and listen to his ways. You're going to have to forget your path and take his path.
Yeah.
So acknowledging him in all thy ways, and all, I mean, that's what you do. And when you acknowledge something, which is real important that we understand, we have to do that. That ain't nothing you just talk about. That's something you actually do. Well, I thought about God. No, it's more than that. If you truly acknowledge him, you took every word into consideration, every situation into consideration. That's why he said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Evil is a homemade sin. It's something you put together. It don't necessarily have to be written and certain, but it's something you put together. Like David, for instance, he saw Uriah's wife and he wanted her. So what he did was he had Uriah to come and be placed on the front line so he could say, I didn't kill him. They killed him, because he knew thou shalt not kill. So he made, it's kind of like homemade sin, I call it. So that's why a lot of people, they don't trust God like they should. They don't want to depart from that evil. That evil is something that they done put together. Well, I know God want me to do it this way, or I know God want me to do it that way, or this is how God, and it's evil. Now, to some, evil can be good and evil can be bad. So the Bible says, don't call that which is good evil and evil good. Don't do that. So because somebody done put it together and make it sound right, look right. But sister, I'm going to tell you, that's why he said, be not wise in your own eyes now. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil.
Yeah.
And that homemaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He explained to you why. But we talked about trusting God, seeing it in through the eyes of God. And meanwhile, before I forget, I thank Pastor and Evangelist Renee for the job y'all did and for standing in. I appreciate that last Sunday. And I just want to acknowledge that again, that I appreciate mm-hmm. you guys for doing such a great job on the review. And I wanted to acknowledge that. Okay, but trusting God, trusting the Lord God,
mm-hmm.
Proverbs, Psalms 11 and 1 says, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? I don't say that because I'm putting my trust in the Lord, not in my soul. Your soul is your mind. It's your thought process. That's what the soul is. There's a difference between your soul and your spirit and your body. That's why 1 Thessalonians says, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved for the coming of the Lord. See, your spirit don't want the same thing as your soul. Your soul don't want the same thing as your body. There's a difference. And the only thing can separate that is the Word of God. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is quick. It's a living thing, and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Now, people in the medical field, they know how close your joint and marrow, and it takes a laser. And then even with the laser, your joints and marrow is so close, one can hardly separate from the other. That's how close it is. So it is with your soul and your spirit. A lot of people don't know there's a difference between your soul and your spirit. The spirit of a man is the hidden man of the heart. The soul of a man is his mind. He reasons. Remember God said in the book of Genesis how he breathed into man's nostril and he became a living soul. His mind began to function on its own. His soul, that's the man's soul. And, for instance, your soul want to read and meditate. Those are the things your soul want. Your spirit want things of God, which happens to be the Word of God. And Satan don't want you to see that because he'll keep you blind. But your spirit man wants spiritual stuff, like your body. Your body want collard greens, ribs, chicken, dressing. If I miss yours, don't worry about it. You know it. Mm-hmm. But your body wants certain things that your soul don't want. Your mind don't care if you eat fish or turkey. Your body has that craving. Now, your mind satisfies it. That's why your spirit, soul, and body need to be on the same plane. After man sinned, he got separated. Well, we're not going there. That's a sermon for a different day. But the writer said that you have to, your spirit man needs to be filled. You have to trust God with your total man, spirit, soul, and body. That's what we have to trust God with, okay? So Monday, don't want to lose nobody. On Monday, we talked about Proverbs a little bit, and we talked about what it really meant to trust the Word of God. And I'm going to open it up to anyone but like to have something to comment on. But we went into the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. So if anyone have anything they want to share, from that. This is the time to do it before we get into it. Anyone, just press one. And to trust God and depend on God. And when we define that word, what it really means is a reliance. It's someone you put confidence in. You trust them. A good illustration would be to trust. There's a bridge that you have to cross, and it looks shaky. It don't look like it can hold you. But trust it means you'll walk on it because you're going to depend on it. So that's what trusting God is all about. Trusting God is you have that insurance that he's going to empower in trust. You to trust God, he become his responsibility. I like to use the illustration we used one day this week about a child. A child don't have no choice. He had to trust his mama. Whatever he eat, hey, mama gonna make sure he eat the right thing. See? Because you trust me. It's to put something into somebody else's possession for safekeeping, like your soul. Who's better to put your soul in God's hand? Better than some preacher? Let God be the authority. Let him be the one that you say, you know what? My soul is truly in God's hand. Yeah, my mind is in God's hand. I'm trusting God, depending on God. So when we read the book of Hebrews, this is when we learn what faith is about. Faith is you allowing Christ to help you make decisions in life. And we talked about some of the people who trust God. Because if you're going to please God, you got to have faith. So Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's what the word says. So that's what we have to do. We have to trust him. We have to believe in him. And we talked about a few people who had trust God. I don't know if you want to read that out the Messenger Bible or not, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. I have it from the Message Bible, Hebrew 11, verse 6. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
Those that trust God and depend on God live like that according to the word of God. In Hebrews 10, as Pastor to read that, I think it's Hebrews 10 and 38. We discussed that one day. And while she finds Hebrews 10 and 38, let me go back and tell you this. When he says in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but. When you look at the word but, forget about everything that's been said already. Forget that. Pay attention now. So when I see but, that means pay attention. That's what that word means to me. Because when you say, well, you know what, Sister William, she drives a white Mercedes, but See, you don't forget about the white Mercedes. You won't know what she's driving now.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you said but, that's kind of erase everything else.
Yeah.
He said, but without faith, so that's what's important, is what's been to come forward. That's what you got to tune your ears to now. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Everybody done tried to please God, you have to have faith. That's why it's important to understand what faith is. Faith is your substance. That's what you believe in. That's what you're holding on to. That's what you trust in. That's what you're actually like the floor that you're standing on. You're trusting that floor to hold you up. You might take it for granted, but believe me, you're trusting that floor. All you have to do is get shaky, and you'll see if you're trusting it or not, because if not, you're going to get up off of it. It's just like people who receive a monthly income or somebody that's receiving wages from a job. You're depending on that. That's what trusting is. Is you're depending on that. That's what faith is. Faith is your substance. Our substance is the Word of God. We're depending on that Word, just like you depend on oxygen to breathe. You got to have the Word of God to live by faith. Got to depend on it like that. Because without it, hey, you ain't going to live without no oxygen. Forget it.
Amen.
So if you plan on living, you want to make sure you keep some oxygen around. Because without it, you ain't going to make it. Same thing here with God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, you must believe, must act on it. That's what he's saying. You must act on that word. Well, faith really is the Word of God. How I know that? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You want more faith? Hear more word. The more word you hear, the more faith you're going to get. And remember, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. You brought that scripture yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I have that. Hebrews 10:38, reading from the King James. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And then from the Message Bible.
We got 39 too.
Okay. And verse 39 says, but we are not of them who draw back unto the perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. But you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan, so you'll be there for the promise completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any time. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyalty. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way. Amen.
Amen. So now, right now, the just, you know who the just is, right? The just is those that are made right. The just shall live by faith. Now in the book of Habakkuk, it says, by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. See, I can't live by pastor's faith. I can't live by Sister Brenda's faith. I can't live by Evangelist Renee's faith. I gotta live by my faith. So the just, those that have been made right, shall live by his faith. Now, explain to you what faith is. Faith is the word of God. So you living by the word of God, and all of a sudden you decide to draw back. I ain't going to live by the word anymore. God ain't pleased. You know why? Because you're not living by the word of God. Because my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The mind of God, the things of God shall have no pleasure in that. You don't want to live by the word of God.
Have mercy.
But we are not to draw back, the Bible says. You don't want to draw back. The last thing you want to do, brothers and sisters, is to draw back from the things of God. The last thing you want to do is stop doing the will of God. The last thing you want to do, and I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, you want to continue to do God's will. And I don't care what folks say. I don't even care what you say. Because, you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy. No reason. Leanna Johnson said, Lord, deliver me from myself. Sometimes you got to be delivered from yourself. Because you'll do more damage to you. You'll set up and condemn yourself more than because that ain't how God see it. See, that's why I say we got to see things through the eyes of God, trusting, seeing things through the eyes of God. So once you start operating in this faith, don't draw back. God ain't pleased. Continue to see it through the eyes of God. Continue to allow what your understanding be through the eyes of God. You know, it's easy to draw back. You know, like we learned the scripture from 1 Corinthians 3:16, for instance. I can't draw back from that. Can't nobody convince me. I don't care how beautiful they build a building. We are his temple. So I'm not going to allow my eyes to condemn me. I'm not going to draw back from the word of God. God said, I'm his temple, not that stinking building. Y'all don't care about you putting hanging chandeliers in it. I'm going to have Pastor read that. Read 1 Corinthians, Pastor, you be so kind. Read 1 Corinthians 6, the 19th verse. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you learn something and you got it and you know the word, it's the word of God, don't ever draw back from that. And I don't care. The Bible says in Mark 16, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's not my job to make them recover. My job is to lay hands on them. Now, how they recover, hey, I can't do that. That's on God. I did my part. My part is to lay hands. And I ain't trying to get out of my lane. I'm laying hands. Well, suppose they don't get, well, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Well, they may not get healed. Hey, I don't have anything to do with it. My part is to lay hands on them, and they shall recover. That's all I can tell you. I ain't trying to debate with nobody. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. Well, suppose they don't get healed like Jesus. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I can't draw back from what the word of God said. He said, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Don't ask me how they're going to recover. Don't ask me the recovery time. I don't know any of that stuff. I just know my job is to lay hands. And I think if more Christians would just start doing what they learned to do and stop drawing back because the enemy has thrown a monkey wrench into it and trying to show so doubt and unbelief, you can stay away from that garbage and say, well, the word of God says this, you do it. Read 1 Corinthians, if you will, Pastor, 6 and 19.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Amen. From the Message Bible. Let's see here. Or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place, the place of the Holy Spirit. Don't you see that you can't live however you please, squandering what God paid such a high price for? Amen.
Yeah. He says what? That's a good question. What? You don't know this? You don't know that? You don't know that you've been, your body is a member of the Christ? You don't know this? You don't know that you don't know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? You don't know this? See, I can't draw back from that. Because mm-hmm. God didn't taught me that. What, know ye not? You don't know this?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, I don't want to get that deep, but people who connect themselves to an organization, and it's just like connecting yourself with a harlot, with a whore. That's Bible, y'all. So you're connected. As long as you want to connect yourself with organization, that's a harlot. That's what the Bible calls a whore. You're connecting yourself with a whore.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you're committing fornication. See, a lot of times, people only see fornication as in the flesh, but they don't realize that's a spiritual thing. You connect yourself, and you become an adulteress, meaning you left God to marry another. A lot of people left the true word of God to be part of an organization. A lot of people intercourse with organization, which is a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And when you read Revelation 14, you'll see that. Revelation 17 as well. You don't want to do that. Yeah. That's what I said. When you get Revelation knowledge and you done learn a certain thing, don't pull away from that. God ain't pleased with that. He allowed you to learn this stuff, come into this true knowledge. That's just one thing. I could give you a lot of scriptures, but I'm going to put a hold on it right there. And anyone else like to have anything you want to share, just press 1, and we'll let you in. And while you all waiting, I'm going to ask Pastor to read the scripture. This is for some of you mothers that may not know this. The Lord dropped this in my spirit as well. In Psalms 139, verse 13 and verse 14. Psalms 139, verse 14, 13 and 14. And, well, 13 and 14 is enough. Psalms 139, verse 13, verse 14. Ask Pastor to read that.
Mm-hmm. Reading from the King James versus Psalms 139 verses 13. For thou hast possessed my reign, thou covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen, amen. and from the Message Bible. Oh, yes, you shape me first inside, then out. You form me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking, body and soul. I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. Amen.
That is so marvelous to know
yes,
that God has always had purpose for a mother. Mm-hmm. Always. And it's a marvelous thing that God shaped us while we were yet in our mother's womb, molded us while we were yet. Now, remember, they hadn't came on this side of the world yet. We were shaped in another world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know. It's just like the ocean. When you go into the ocean, the bottom of the ocean, that's a whole nother world. They live by the oxygen that's in the water. The fish can't live on this side. Well, they can live out of the water. They just don't live long.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's another world for them. It's the same thing with a baby. A baby can live on the inside of the mother, which is a whole nother world, because it's being fed, nourished. But when you get on this side, it's a whole nother world. So the writer says here, if you're listening, you created me while I was yet in my mother's womb. That's powerful. You nourished me. You took care of me. And you allowed her to continue to nourish me because I got on this side.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So what that means to me in terms of revelation is that God, what he did was he allowed a mother to play a role on both sides. That's what you got to see, the revelation in that. That's why I say a mother is awesome, man.
Amen, amen.
God made the mother be part of the creation in her womb. All right, that's another subject for another day. But what all goes on in the womb of a mother is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a doctor, nurse, understand this stuff. Just know a little bit about what the Bible says when it comes to a womb, what all takes place, and how it works. No reason. You said, boy, whew, I will praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Start looking at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's marvelous. Man, it's a marvelous thing. I marvel at thy work and that my soul knoweth right well how awesome you are.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. You got to see it through the eyes of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And your eyes saw me before I saw me. That's why I continue to tell people, see things through the eyes of God. You'll live a whole different life. See, God doesn't see you condemned. Remember Romans 8:1? Therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk in after the Spirit, not after the flesh. God don't see you condemned. Now, you might see yourself condemned, but God don't see you like that. You got to trust him for that.
Yeah.
You got to trust him that he don't see you the way you see yourself. Because as far as you're concerned, you'll never be right in the sight of God. You can never do enough. You can't please him. But I tell you what, if you use faith, you can. And faith is that word that the Lord, your word says, you made me wonderfully. You, it's marvelous. You did this. So I'm thanking you for it. I'm not going to degrade God and say, Lord, you messed up when you did me. Everybody just got long hair, but you gave me this shout hat, a nappy hat. Proud of what God did for you, man, and be thankful. God doesn't see you condemned. God sees yourself. God sees you. Trust that.
Thank you.
But we covered pretty much most of what we talked about last week. We might have left out some stuff. It's impossible to do every day. But if anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Pastor, you have anything you'd like to share?
Yes, I just wanted to read Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. And I'll be starting out with the King James. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And then when I look at it at the Message Bible? Yeah. I read it from the Message Bible. As we have brought that out, verses 1 through 6, it says, going through a long line of prophets, I was in the first chapter, let me get to the 11th chapter, excuse me, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. And you was bringing that out when you was just speaking, Pastor. It said, it's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. By an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That's what God noticed and approved as righteous. After all these centuries, that belief continues to catch our notice. By an act of faith, Enoch skipped death completely. They looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. We know, on the basis of reliable testimony, that before he was taken, he pleased God. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. By faith, I was going to read about Noah. But yeah, so we have to have that faith to please God. Because without it, we can't please.
Yeah, I'm going to conclude by saying this. No one else has to have anything else to say. It's trusting God means looking beyond what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And see what God sees. That's what faith is. It's just seeing it through the eyes of God. Forget
mm-hmm.
about your knowledge. Forget about what you know. Lean not to your understanding, but acknowledge mm-hmm. him all of your ways. And he will direct your path. God bless you all. And I'll see you all on tomorrow for the word.